Blog Talk Radio.
Get up!
The Spirit of God Himself. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living Creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And words simply cannot fully express the joy, the gratitude, and the affection that we have for His precious and beautiful Son, who is our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, him and now, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Blessings to each and every one of you beautiful souls. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron P. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Just sit back and relax, and I'll prove it to you. Fire, gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because I'm here as a living witness to tell you that God is not a respecter of persons. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him forever, ever, ever in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual nutrition as well as your spiritual consideration from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 1 3, where we read God continues to pronounce the inevitable judgments and outcome for the children of Israel, and that includes us in our present day as believers as well. These are all predicated on their willingness to be obedient or their rebelliousness in disobedience. And because the Bible declares that God does not change, then neither has His position for those of us who choose to live in relationship to the Almighty One God. Then we too, yes, you and I, are required to be in a continuous state of humble and willing obedience as a life sacrifice to God. For we do not, we will be driven away from His favor, blessings, and prosperity. So, We will be discussing later on the broadcast, Driven, from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 1 through 3. My special guest is here, wonderful young woman in Christ, believer, Bible teacher, choir member at our church. She is my fellow church member at New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church here in Pineville, Arkansas. Pastor is none other than Derek Easter. She is our author, of which we will be discussing her book. And I'm here to tell you, this woman of God, she has a story to tell. We will be blessed by her testimony. We will be blessed by the book that she has written, and she's going to be talking about how God has inspired her to share after many, many years of being a dedicated believer, disciple, teacher of God, about her book entitled Release, Women Coming Out of Exodus, a 40-day devotional. And we're going to talk about the need for devotion. We're going to talk about the need for prayer, meditation. Those are the elements to overcome in our spiritual walk. So later on in the broadcast, we're going to have Word of Inspiration with returning special guest, speaker, teacher, mentor, and author, woman.
Hymns is back by popular demand. I know it's been a while, but y'all, she's back. And y'all know she always brings a profound word. She always brings genuine energy, fear, believer in Jesus Christ. And that's what it takes, because that's what we are going to need, because we're living in the end times, y'all. We're living in times where the people of God need to show up and show out and let our voices be heard, our presence known, and our lights shine bright for Jesus. Amen. Goes right there. We've already had prayer. Me and my special guest, we fired up. We heavenly ready to do some earthly good right here on this fire gospel experience. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for covering our lives, for keeping us, for bringing us to this point of spiritual knowledge and maturity for such a time as this, so that we can go forward as soldiers for Christ in the battlefield for our Lord Jesus. He died for us, and so we made a decision that we're going to live for him. Thank you, Holy Spirit God. Right now, we do pray and give thanks for Light Diffuse. That's going to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Fire. Hallelujah. We say, holy, holy, holy is our God. And we certainly, certainly, certainly need his presence in the life of the gospel phenomenal from the motherland. Teenager, I said, from the motherland, precious Emmanuel, starting off this fire gospel experience in a spirit of worship, a spirit of adoration, a spirit of praise unto our God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Young woman of God, we expect many, many great things from you because we see the anointing on your life. And you know what? She's not the only one. There are anointed people of God all over the globe. They're hopefully in your home. They're definitely in your neighborhood, in your city and state, country, because God has strategically placed us right where we are for the purpose of bringing him glory. And right now, my special guest is here because she has a testimony, and she has ministry in her resume. She has commitment and faithfulness as well, so that she can be strategically used by God to be a for our Lord Jesus the Christ. She is Bible teacher. She is choir member at my church. She's my fellow church member at New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Derek Easter. And she is an author of the book Release, Women Coming Out of Exodus, which is a 40th. And we started this fire gospel experience off with a mind of devotion and a spirit of prayer. So without any further ado, introducing some and presenting to everyone as my special guest, my sister in Christ, Connie Freeman, is here on this fire gospel experience.
Good.
Yeah, Sister Connie.
Hello.
Freeman, welcome.
Good evening. How you doing? Good evening. Good evening. How you doing? Glad to be here.
Hey, amen. We are excited, woman of God, because I've had the pleasure of just watching your Christian walk for at least the past 5-6 years as fellow members of New Saint Hurricane. I have seen you carry yourself rock steady, faithful, committed, and I was excited when I heard that you are author, among all of the other many things that I've witnessed you. So for those of us that have not had the same pleasure that I have of personal knowing who you are, why don't you share a little bit about yourself? Tell us about maybe when the time that you were growing up and then you realized that you wanted to be in the family of God and that you needed to accept Jesus Christ. We're just going to let the conversation go from there.
Okay. Well, my name is Connie Freeman. I'm from the north side of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, on Saracen Street. That's when I, or Reed Street, really, when I first became interested in God. My mom made us go to church at a young age, and I remember coming up. Yes, I remember coming up. I would be going to church and singing in the choir there when I was like, I think 6 or 7, you know, doing like little solos. I even sung at the singing center on Palm Street, as they say, the old singing center. I sang with some elder ladies in their group. And just, I always just wanted to know something about God. But at the time, you know, I didn't recognize that I was the kind of person where the young child that couldn't read good. So that's how my journey started beginning to have where I'm at now. That's how my journey began when I was young and not knowing then that I didn't know how to read or spell, you know, good. So this is what God led me to this point right here. But my insecurity started when I was in church, when I really, really wanted to get involved with God and I wanted that personal relationship with him. And I realized then that when the pastor told us to stand up, I know in our church at New Saint Hurricane, it, we all stand up and read the scripture with the pastor. But one Sunday morning when I was ready to give myself over to God and quit playing church like a lot of us do, and I did. I played church. I went to church every Sunday, and I opened a book, and I wasn't paying attention. I'll say that. I just went to church because it was a tradition. in our family, and it's in a lot of people family that we go to church for tradition. But at that time, when I was in my dark place and I wanted to know God, I couldn't understand him, because I realized then I couldn't read good or spell good. So while I was standing up and the pastor said, let's open your book, let's open our Bible to scripture this, or chapter this. And I looked in that book and I couldn't keep up. So when I closed my book, I looked around to see was anybody looking, you know, because I couldn't keep up with it. And that's when my insecurity, and that's when that that shamefulness started coming over me, when I was really trying to get in the Word of God, and when I was really trying to change my life. That's when my insecurities came, where I said, rented a room in my house, and my house is my body. So that's when he started renting that insecurities and that shameful started renting a place in my home. So I had to cry out to God. And, you know, some people think crying out is just you crying and tears everywhere. But my crying out was, Lord, help me to learn how to read and spell good so I can start learning your word and getting the wisdom and the knowledge that I need. So I heard him say, I got you, Connie. I heard God tell me that. I got you, Connie. Amen. But the only thing you have to do is pick up my word. And that's when I started picking up the Bible. And I still couldn't read good. And I skipped over some words that I didn't know. But, you know, now with these phones we got out, we can put the things on there that we can pronounce the word. But that's when my insecurity and my shame. We got some help. And I sit there, and it was just awesome how God was just planning my life. He was leading my path the way I needed to go to get the confidence and the faith that I had, that he, you know, that I needed to have in him. And, you know, I have a beauty salon on university, so my ministry started in my beauty salon. It started there. And God wanted me to start ministering to the women that was in there. But you know how we think that we're unworthy.
Amen. Hold that thought, because that's powerful there. We just got through saying, because we already talked about how we're going to ask Holy Spirit God to direct this conversation. How many women think they are unworthy? I need you to hold that thought. But, Connie, I need to back up for the sake of my listeners so that they can appreciate what you said, because you said you started off singing in the choir. Now, I told y'all she's a choir member, but I did not tell y'all that she is a lead singer. So this sister can both, and she can go. And what it is that I love seeing people operate. You're welcome. I love seeing people operate gifts, because all that is just a taste of how God pours out his blessing in so many different ways for each and everybody. That's what kills me when people get envious of somebody else. I get excited when I see somebody else doing great things. Jesus, that inspires me to step my game up, my faith up, step my Christian walk up.
And
y'all already heard her boldly proclaim some of her challenges, but I need to let y'all know that she is a alumni graduate of Pine Bluff High School, and she has attended Full Counsel Bible College of Biblical and Theological Studies. I'm just letting y'all know. Y'all heard her say it herself about her challenges. But she also has an associate and bachelor degree in Religion of Arts, as well as a business owner, 23 years hairstylist, 34 years, and a published author, which we'll be talking about, Relief, Women Coming Out of Exodus, soon in the broadcast, as well as Married Woman to Man of God, Vernon Freeman, 3 sons and 2 daughters, and I hope y'all ready for this grandchildren list, 10 grandchildren. Those are 6 bonus grandchildren as well. So what we are witnessing is God coming into a person's life, into a woman's life, that many of us, unfortunately, we don't see. until we realize there's a handicap, until we realize that there's a great need of inside of us. We can look gorgeous and handsome, tall, dark, handsome, shapely, and everything on the outside, but we can be suffering on the inside from low self-esteem and low identity about ourselves, which to us, it may not be visible, but nonetheless, it's an inner handicap. And I know all too well about that, Sister Connie. You talked about women feeling like they are less than or inappropriate or lacking in some way. Let's turn the conversation to that, because I have been blessed to interview many, many women over the past 8 years as a radio host for this platform and other platforms, and I've heard the pain and I've heard the testimony and tears of many women that have suffered abuse, that have suffered neglect, and that have suffered sorrow from feeling less than what God intended them to be. I can hear some of your pain. Is there some things that you'd like to share in reference to maybe some things you went through, Sister Connie, generally, but how you know women in general feel about themselves today, and help us understand how can we support you all so that we can be about the business of being a better body of church Christian believers so that we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ more effectively?
Well, women, with us feeling worthy of ourselves like I was, sitting at church every Sunday, I was dressed up on the outside, but I was messed up on the inside. And I sit there every Sunday, and then nobody know. You know, I had that smile on the outside. So we have to be careful, you know, what we say to women. We have to be careful what we say about them, because you don't know what they're going through. Didn't nobody know that church at New St. Hurricane that I couldn't read good. But they always seen me smiling, and they always seen me had my Bible and my paper with me, my notebook to take notes. But I would say, you know, you just be careful how you see people on the outside. Sometimes they smiling, but they're messed up on the inside. But I know a God that can change anything. I know He can, because He changed me.
Amen.
He brought me out of those insecurities.
Yes, he did. I mentioned the word devotion. I started this song off intentionally with the spirit of praise and worship to set the atmosphere for me. A phenom gospel artist over in the motherland, Africa, Precious Emmanuel, with your presence, because I don't think we always fully realize the importance of devotion. Time spent alone with God, away from our problems, away from anything that would distract us spiritually, so that our minds can focus on, God, I just want to enjoy your presence. I want to hear you speak. I don't want to do all the talking, because, you know, when we pray, we think it's supposed to be a one-way conversation. We think that we're supposed to do all the talking, and we never give God a chance to speak. Can you help us understand, because we're going to move the conversation into this devotional book. Tell us about the importance of devotion for a believer, man, woman, boy, or child.
When God birthed this book in me, where He birthed women's coming out of Exodus, and at first I had like a patio talking. I used to come on my patio and I would talk different scripture. And I suppose I did a women's event in 2020, but with COVID, you know, it was kind of shut down. That was my birth.
Mm-hmm.
That's when God birthed women's coming out of Exodus. And it's like, we as women, we hold things in. We like sponges. We absorb stuff. But the devotional, this devotional book that I got, that God told me to write, and the scriptures I prayed about on the on the inside of the book, it lets them know that when you're in that presence with God, are you in that dark place of being depressed, insecure, or in low self-esteem, God is there with you. He's just waiting on you to call Him. And we have to get in that present time with Him to relax and to listen to Him. He's there.
Amen.
And I always had this, like I was doing on my video for reflection. My book has a reflection in it, that you can go back and you can you can tell what you thought about this scripture and how it brought you, you know, out of it after you read whatever, you know, the inspiration that I wrote in it. But I had one scripture that I took with me, and I know God gave me that scripture, and it was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Even though deep in me, I knew I thought I couldn't do anything. But God said that through Christ,
yes,
you can do anything. You can conquer anything. Amen. You can conquer not knowing how to read. You can read. He will help you read. And I always wanted to speak. But I know my speak wasn't professional enough. I thought it wasn't professional enough to be speaking. But I asked God to help me. And I'm going to tell you, Mr. Ron, I was sitting in the pew in the back of the church. And Miss Murray, she came to me after I had graduated from Full Counsel Bible College. I'm going to tell you how God direct your path. After I had asked him, I told him, Lord, I sure want to speak. I want to speak your word to the women and let them know how you helped me. That day after I had graduated, that Sunday when I came to church, Miss Murray said, Pastor Easter wants you to participate in the women's conference. I'm thinking that when she gave me the paper, I'm thinking I'm going to be out in the foyer directing the women's, you know, to the rooms that they need to go in. But when I looked at that paper, Mr. Ron,
I seen my name
on there, and it had topics. And I'm going to tell you how God worked with it. Pastor Easter, did nobody know that I couldn't read good and I was insecure. But guess what my topic was for me to speak on? I am insecure in who I am.
Oh!
Being secure in who I am. That was my topic for me to speak on at that women's conference. Didn't no one know I could not read, and I was insecure.
And it sounds like to me that was a real good topic for you, sister girl. You just got strategically placed in there by the mighty hand of God.
Mighty hand of God. Amen. And you know how we pray on stuff, but then when things come to pass, we be surprised. But I was trying to get out of it. Mr. Jeff, I was trying to get out of it, but God wouldn't let me get out of it. I sit back there, and I was, you know, I take off every other Saturday, and I said, Lord, I said, I can't do this. Even though I prayed and asked him to help me speak, I'm still trying to get out of what he done put forward for me to do. And I sit back there, and I went through my calendar on my phone, and I said, I know I'm going to be working that Saturday so I can tell Miss Murray and tell Pastor Ezra, I can't do this. But every time when I went down that calendar, it had me off that Saturday. So what I'm trying to tell y'all, ladies, oh, Lord, have mercy. God will put you in a place. He will put you in a place that you don't even think that you can do anything of speaking or anything. God will put you right there. He reminded me of Moses. I said, I guess I was Moses, who's always used to say, Lord, I can't speak. But he gave Moses Aaron, but he gave me the Holy Spirit. He said, you're going to speak.
Amen. Amen.
And I've been speaking.
Yeah. Amen. And you've been speaking very well, Sister Connie. I just want to let you know that we are in sync, because Moses said unto the Lord in Exodus 10, verse, I am not eloquent, neither here since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb?
Yes, Lord.
Or deaf? Or the seeing? Or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now, therefore, Sister Connie and everybody else that has an assignment and y'all sitting on it, but you moved on, Sister Connie. I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. He up there talking about, Lord, I can't speak. And then even though the Lord said, take your brother with you, guess what? When Moses got in front of Pharaoh, guess who did all the talking? The man who said he couldn't, because Sister Connie just told you Philippians 4:14. Moses was demonstrating that he can do all things through Christ, and Christ hadn't even been born physically. But we know that the Spirit of Christ is always with God Almighty, and he's always with you if you can just do like woman of God. Ernestine Hall is about to share with us. If you just believe, amen, Sister Connie. We're on the same page because I promise you, as soon as you were talking, I was right there pulling up scriptures talking about how Moses said that I just can't do it. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Amen. So guess what we do, Sister Connie? We just believe God from here on out. There's no doubt.
Like you said you would, and I believe I'm gonna wait for you, just like you told me to, 'cause I believe. You'll be riding on a cloud, so high. I'm gonna wait for you.
I'm gonna wait for
just
you.
Like you told me to.
Just like you told me to.
'Cause I believe.
'Cause I believe.
Soon
Hello, I'm Pastor Derek Easter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that this fire radio ministry will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station.
Amen, amen, amen. I have no shame in giving a sanctified plug for my church, my beautiful anointed church, pastor and church members, New Saint Hurricane, right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, located at 3319 South Ohio. That's Ohio Street right there at 34th. You can't miss it because that's where 34th gets cuts off by Ohio Street. We're right there every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and then 11 a.m. for our awesome and amazing Sunday worship service. We want to also invite you to join us for Christian life study. Most of y'all know that to be Bible study. We have Wednesdays at 12 p.m. noon right there at 3319 South Ohio Street and then again at 6 p.m. So we got the morning session and the afternoon session where Pastor Derek Easter is profoundly breaking down the Word of God. And I'm trying to tell you, preaching, teaching, man of God, Pastor Derek Easter is. And then please, 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 we're not trying to steal nobody from their church. Sister Connie, we just want them to come out and, if nothing else, be a compliment to the church services that they have. We just want to fellowship with you all. We just want you all to come and see the amazing things that's going on in our church. And then for those of you that may not be into in-house personal church service, we have our own YouTube channel. You can get the Word of God right there at the convenience. It don't have to be Sunday. If you just want to just fellowship with us, Pastor Derek Easter's preaching, he's there on Facebook. Just pull up New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church. Bam, it'll be right there every Sunday. So we just want you all to know we are here for you. We are here for your growth. We are here for your fellowship. We are here to do kingdom collaboration. And with that being said, I that this woman of God, Sister Connie Freeman, she does Facebook Live. And her current Facebook Lives have been short presentations, book release. Women coming out of Exodus, which is a 40-day devotion. Now, I've asked Sister Connie to prepare herself to share with us a segment of a portion of her book from one of her devotions so that you all get a taste of this awesome and dynamic book, which I'm certain look forward to getting my autographed copy as well and putting it in my library so I can continue to grow.
Thank
but with that being said, we're going to turn the platform. You're welcome. We're going to turn the platform and microphone over to you, woman of God, Connie Freeman, to share with us one of your impactful Facebook Live segments about release, women coming out of Exodus, so that my listeners can be so compelled that they'll just run out and get a copy of your book right away. Without further ado, Sister Connie Freeman, the microphone is all yours.
Well, good evening, ladies. Like he was saying, this book of women's coming out of Exodus is a powerful book. It's leading you to coming at the release of depression, anxieties, low self-esteem, because that's where I was. And the Lord gave this to me, birthed this book and the women's coming out of Exodus patio talking with Connie. And I come on, it's not a particular time, on my Facebook page, you can look me up at Women's Coming Out of Exodus Patio Talking. I come on and I tell the reflection of my book that I have just wrote. And today I'm going to come on day six, and that's on my favorite scripture of the day is Philippians 4:13. As I was telling Mr. Jefferson, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. And it's the inspiration of the day, women. Women's the Exodus. When we are coming to or going through our darkest valley, remember when our strength is weak, with God's strength we can conquer anything. That is on day six in my book. And I would tell you today that God is a powerful Almighty. He's our Father. And whenever we go to Him, whenever we go to Him, He has never left us. We the one leave God. And I always told myself, I said, if you get connected to God, God will lead you to your path where you were going. I remember the time I had got disconnected, and I did a video thing about getting back connected to God. And it's on my page, too, that I stopped studying the Bible. I stopped worshiping Him. And I was just going in a dark place. But then God said, I have never left you. You became disconnected with me. And for you to get back to connected to me, you're going to have to get in my word. You're going to have to get back up, kind of, and start praying in the morning time. You're going to have to start worshiping me. And ladies, I'm telling you, while you're in that dark place, he's there. And I used to tell women that when you're in that dark place, sometimes we can't even say a word. We can't even pray. But if you just call on his name, Jesus, just call on Jesus. And you can just keep calling and calling. I tell him every, just call his name. Because, see, the devil gonna run. Because if you keep calling him and meditate on his word, he can't come in your house. Only you can invite him in. And I tell anybody that God evicted all of my insecurities. He evicted them one by one. Me not knowing how to read, me shameful, depression, all that. God evicted that out of my household. And I put on the whole arm of God every day. But this book right here that he birthed me with, each day have a scripture and an inspiration in it that you can read. You can read upon and you can meditate on every day. And you can get in the presence with him. Wherever you at in your life, if it's in that dark valley or is it in that deep pit, we got some of everything in this book for you. Yes. And I want y'all to just keep praying and keep praying and keep believing and having faith. Because that's how God got me through this. I used to say, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix it. But I wasn't saying God going to fix it. I can say, we can say I all the time. But when we don't put God in front of that I, Lord have mercy. You're going to be in that valley.
It's a mess.
You're going to be in that pit. You're going to be in there till you say God. Till you put him first. And I wasn't putting him first. That's why I stayed in there. Till I realized I wanted to learn his word. And trust in him that he'll help me. I called out and he was right there. He said, I've been there with you all the time, honey. He said, but I was just waiting on you to call on me for help. But I was calling on everybody else. I was asking everybody else, but I didn't call on him. But when I did, look what he have done. I pray for people. He gave me the gift of healing, of praying for people. I have seen God work miracles in people's lives. I have seen God heal people. I have testimonies that I can speak to women to let them know that I know what God can do. I know I have seen him heal. You know, we think God don't heal now, do healings. Yes, he does. You have to believe. You have to believe. I believe what God word. When he said by his stripes we are healed, I believe that. I believe it. God have done healings in my family that I believe, and I told them to believe. And he have healed. So I'm trying to let the women know with this women's coming out of Exodus that you don't have to be in that dark place. You don't have to sit at home and think you're worthless. And not worthy of God to get you out of that pit or get you out of that deep valley. He would send. I have one in one of the pages that God would send his crew, his contractor, and his tools. And I say his contractor is Jesus, and his tool is his word. He'll send them down there in that deep pit, and he'll bring you out of it. He'll bring you out of it. I wouldn't have never imagined me speaking on a radio station. I would never imagine me speaking in front of a women's conference. But God said, I got you. I got you. You're going to tell your story, and you're going to tell who brought you out. God get the glory at the end of everything. Look back over your life when you came out your storm and see that God get the glory at the end.
Come on.
I praise God every day. I talk to him like I tell my ladies in the salon. I talk to God just like he's right here next to me. And just like y'all sitting here, I talk to him just like this. I talk to his son. I thank him for the Holy Spirit that dwells in me. So, ladies, don't ever think that you can't come out from that dark place of depression, insecurities, low self-esteem, because I'm out. I'm out now. I'm securing who I am today.
Hallelujah.
By my God and my Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, I am out of my insecurities, and I thank God for it every day. I thank God. And that's the only thing I have to say is just, hey, you the only person that can hear. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Very
Amen.
Profound. Very sincere. Very transparent. And here's the thing that I've learned, Sister Connie, is that the things that we used to be so ashamed of, that we hid, that we never wanted to tell nobody, we was committed to taking that to the grave with us. Now that we have this restoration, this healing in God, because of God, the thing that we used to be ashamed of is the thing that we are proud to testify about.
Yes,
because
Lord.
We knew, like you said, I wanted to fix it. I was going to take care of it. But I came up empty, and I was shooting blanks. I had to ask God.
That was it.
And stepped in for real. And he stepped in right on time. He don't always come when we want him, but he's never late. See, he knows at just the right time to come and take care of every situation that we have. Our problem is sometimes when God does a miraculous thing, we get amnesia.
That's it.
Chosen by God, he said, not because of anything beautiful or anything beholden on your part. As a matter of fact, you all are the least of a nation. Even a nation, and I chose y'all to be a nation. So that the rest of the nation can say, who are these pitiful folks that have become mighty? And then the testimony was given, they become mighty, not because of their ingenuity, not because they were know-it-all, not because they were so inspired to do so, but they were willing to trust God. And that's all me and Sister Connie saying. Now, Sister Connie, thank you, dear. You blessed me. You really did. You encouraged me to run on just a little bit more. Your testimony has strengthened me and given me more hope in God, and I'm grateful
Thank
for that.
You.
What I'd like to do right now is to just let the people know how you can be contacted for any speaking engagements. It could be a women's event. It can be a revival of some sort, either locally here or somebody give you a plane ticket. They may want you to fly to South Carolina, Florida, Houston. I don't know. God knows. Amen.
Yes.
See, we, just like hey, listen to this, Sister Connie. Just like you said, people don't believe in healing. People don't believe in things like I just spoke of. You just got through saying, I never would have believed that I would be on radio, that I'd be speaking. Well,
That's
why not believe that somebody listening to this broadcast is going to want Sister Connie Freeman to come to their women's event in Washington, D.C., in Chicago, where I grew up, Detroit.
Yes.
Amen. See, we have to go beyond the box. We have to let our faith live beyond the box of where we've always been. God said, Sister Connie, I'm just happy and proud to be a part of that. A small part, I don't care. I'm just happy to be connected to the people of God that are doing great things for God, trusting God, believing God every day. How can you be reached in case somebody wants to invite Sister Connie Freeman to come to the event and speak? And be an encourager, be a light, be a witness. And then where can your book be purchased so that my listeners can support you?
Okay. My book can be purchased on Amazon, but if you're here in town, you can inbox me, Connie Freeman, or you can call me at 870-692-2531. That's 870-692-2531. And I can bring it and deliver it to you. I have Cash Out. I have Zelle's. My Cash Out is on my page, or you can do $Gypsy, G-Y, P-S-Y, 64. And my Zelle is my email address, which is Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E-S, no12@yahoo.com. And if you Amen. Want anything for me to deliver, just put your address on it. Or if you want it mailed out, I will mail it out to you as soon as can. The books are $20. They're $3 shipping and handling. And I think y'all mm-hmm. enjoy this book. I have had different Amen. People texting me and inboxing me and Facebooking me, telling me that they this book has been a blessing to them or a blessing to someone that right. they gave to, you know, the book to. And I thank God for that, because I told them, my name is just on this book, this God book.
Amen. Come on. I like Amen. That. I like that. Amen.
Yes.
Well, listen, all of you listeners out there, I know we just left Christmas, and I know that is the season of giving. So let us continue with that spirit of gift giving and consider either purchasing for yourself or for somebody that you know and love a copy of Woman of God, Connie Freeman's book, Release, Women Coming Out of Exodus. There are some, a 40-day devotion, there are just some gifts that just stay with you. You know, after a while, after we get some new stuff, after a while, it kind of loses its shine. We didn't got used to it. But when you share things of a spiritual content, that is something that stays yeah. fresh and that will stay with a person long after any other material thing has lost its shine. Because what you're doing is you're investing in somebody's spiritual well-being. And that's why God yeah. is presenting writers to write about spiritual content that will be a blessing to a person's mind, heart, and soul. And remember, those are the three elements of a person that our Lord required in the very beginning in Exodus when Moses talked to the people. He said, have no other gods before me, and when you come,
yes.
bring your mind, heart, and your soul. And guess what? Your body is yes. going to follow. So, woman of God, Connie, bless you. Thank
yes.
you. I pray God to
thank you.
Raise more books up out of your spirit. Let that just be one
Praise
of many
God.
To come. And as God just uses Thanks. You, I'm just thankful to have you as my sister
Thank
in Christ,
you.
My
Thank
church
you.
Member of New St. Hurricane. I'm so proud of you, and I believe our church
Thank
is proud
you.
Of you. Our pastor, Derek Easter, is proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing for Jesus, and you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yes.
There are blessings that haven't
yes.
even been open yet that God has wrapped for Ooh. You and just waiting on you.
I
Amen.
Receive it. I receive it. Amen. I receive it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God, Connie. I appreciate you. You hear my prayers. I just ask that you keep me in your prayers.
I will do that always.
Amen. Amen. There
Amen.
You go, listeners.
Amen.
Bible teacher, choir member, author of the book Release, Women Coming Out of Exodus, church member, New St. Hurricane, Connie Freeman was here. She blessed
thank
us.
You.
Well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Folks over there at New St. Hurricane, we'll never try to propose ourselves to be better than. You know, I've always kind of felt some kind of way when people say we got the best church or we got the best choir, we got the best pastor, preacher, teacher. Let me say this here. I understand what they mean when they say that. But sometimes that can get stuck in a person's thinking that our church is better than your church. Our denomination is better than your denomination. Our pastor, he can outpreach your pastor. It's not a competition in the body of Christ. The Bible says, and I believe Paul said it best, is when he said, how can the foot say to the eye that you're not part of the body? Or who among us was not going to take care of all parts of our bodies from head to toe? So it's like that in the body of Christ. So I'm going to say this. We over at New St. Hurricane, we are just proud to be the people of God doing God's will. And we have been blessed enough for God to show his favor and his kindness and his blessings on us. It's not limited to just us. If you're out there as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, he will bless you so much. The Bible declares that if you try to press God's blessings down and shake them together, trying to make room while you're pressing them down, they're just going to overflow you and they'll be running over. And you'll have to go and find somebody that you know, love, and care about, or maybe even a stranger, just to show them that the love of God is not prejudicial. The love of God will flow and fall on everybody, like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, that has a humble heart and a willing spirit. But that's the part that you have to play. You got the ones to get to know God for yourself. And we're so grateful for God being so kind and so precious. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. And I've had the very sad news. Death is here. And it is a part of our earthly existence until the Lord Jesus comes and creates a new world and a new kingdom. I've had the recent news, like I'm sure many of you had, about the recent passing of man of God, Kevin Lemon, who leads the group Kevin Lemon and Higher Calling, asking that you pray for his family, for his church, for his choir members, group members, Higher Calling, because it was so sudden. And I'd just like to take time to reflect and give tribute to man of God, Kevin Lemon and Higher Calling, because sometimes we just don't understand why things happen the way they do. It hurts. It's painful. We cry tears. But don't you know God promised to wipe away every tear? He even said that he keeps our tears in a bottle. That's how much God cares for us. We have not a savior or intercessor that has not been touched by the cares and the feelings of our emotions. So go on and cry and celebrate the lives of the people that are in our life that we know why we can. Half of our tears will be cut in half if we celebrate people while they're living, because most tears are cried out because I didn't get a chance to tell them how much I love them. I didn't get a chance to hug them. I didn't get a chance to give them that gift or spend more time with them. That is some of the tears we cry when death comes and God calls us home. So let us be more appreciative of who God has put in our lives. Amen. Here's man of God, Kevin Lemon, in memorial and his group, Higher Calling, because no matter what you go through, there will be a point in time where you realize, if it didn't kill me, it only made me stronger, wiser, and older in God. Hallelujah.
Get your choir rock on this one. It's gonna work.
It's gonna work.
Oh, yes it is. It's gonna work.
It's gonna work.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's for your good. It's for your good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God, Kevin Lemons, for leading us at leaving us so much gospel music that we can still be thankful for God bringing you for the time that you were here so that we can still get our praise on with the anointed music that you left us with. Amen. Goes right there. We are celebrating the lives of the people that have made a difference to us. Amen. We're going to be talking about Driven later on in the broadcast from Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, verses 1 through 3. We're going to talk about how can God continue to use us in spite of us. Amen. It goes right there. It's just so amazing. God has found a way to make our biggest messes opportunities for us to measure and minister in. But we got to do like one of God, Jamaica, said, got to get my way because I'm committed to doing the will of God. So I need some room. Step back. Let me do the will of God. Amen.
Seem to find the key, this thinking really has a hold of me. No matter what I try, nothing that sees a fit. If I speak this message, is there something they will get? Maybe I should step aside and just let the feeling go. Yeah, I think I better let it go. Yeah, I think I better let it go. All because I'm failing, trying to meet the social norms, raising God with one breath, the next second a compliment. God's word becomes a scapegoat to crush shame and neglect. They say I'm not enough, but God says that I am loved. So I take my strength back and stay fixed on things above.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Rush Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson. right here on Positive Power XXI Christian Media.
My man, Jerry Royce, this is the man that first syndicated this fire gospel experience, oh my God, 5 years ago over there at Positive Power 21 Christian Media. He's on Facebook because he has a whole cadre. He has a whole slew of anointed people programs, including myself, Fire the Gospel Experience. Why don't you check him out? He's on Facebook. Jerry Royce Live. I'm talking about programs every day of the week, all day long, whatever you like, music, preaching, teaching. That's my man, Jerry Royce Live. This is the portion of Fire the Gospel Experience where you anointed people of God. Y'all come in with y'all anointed gifts of speaking, of encouragement, enrichment, nutritional, spiritual food for us to feed on with word of inspiration. You poets, you speakers, you orators that come in and prophetically say a word and speak life into our lives is what word of inspiration is about. And I have returning with us woman of God, Monique Nams. You're talking about a woman that has been sanctified to tell it like it is. My God, my God. I'm just happy to have this young lady in fellowship with me so I can call her anytime I know I need a word. Guess what I'm going to call? That's right. I'm going to call Monique Nams. And I'm going to invite her back to this Fire Gospel Experience platform every chance I get, whenever she's available. I already told her what the deal is. It's been a while. So I'm expecting her to just come and bring some very, very profound, impactful inspiration for words of inspiration. So without any further ado, woman of God, inspiration speaker, teacher, mentor, and author, Monique Nims is back on Fire the Gospel Experience. She's back. It's about time. Woman of God, Monique Nims, welcome back to Fire the Gospel Experience. Where you been, sister girl? Where you been?
Oh, man. I've been in a cut. I've been doing. I'm great to be back. Great to be back. And this awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity once again to come on your platform and just have a tidbit of encouragement to everyone that's listening and even a replay listener. So when I asked God, like, okay, what can I share with the people today? And I looked at the screen and I saw the word survivor. And so many times we face obstacles and challenges. We're trying to figure out how do we survive. And we know there's several people in the Bible who had to survive certain situations. But one that comes to mind to me was Jacob. We know Jacob and Esau were twin brothers. And so when you look in the book of Genesis chapter 25, and you see how, I see a bit of their story, they had a choice. One was hungry. And was like, hey, I'm getting ready to die. I'm going to die. I feel I'm going to die. And so what was his choice? What was his choice? He was like, well, will you sell me your birthright between the two brothers? So my question is this. What are you willing to give up right to survive? Will you do as Jacob and Esau did and decide, hey, I'm going to sell my birthright so I can eat? You know? What are you willing to give? What are you willing to give up to solidify your relationship with the Lord? What are you willing to give up to solidify your career, your position? What are you given to get? What are you willing to give up regarding your relationship, your marital relationship? Are you willing to give up those addictions, such as pornography, such as video
Jesus.
Gaming?
Tell it.
What are you willing to give up? Let me, since you said tell it, to speak on that again, but not just as, when it comes to the video games, but it's also magazines, the television, there's conversations, the social media dates and things of that nature that we're holding on to, even when it comes to our past. So although the correlation between Jacob and Esau are their brothers, but you may have a friend that you might need to let go. You may have a family member that you might need to let go to, not talk to them as much. But sometimes we have connections that aren't right for each other, but we hang on to it based on the history. So who in our life, what's in our life right now that we're hanging on to because of history? Because we have something that we need or that we want, and we think that we need that. At the end, we know later on, Jacob named, became Israel, but he had to what? He wrestled with the angel, right? He wrestled with the angel to get that change. So what are you willing to wrestle for? What are you willing to wrestle with? So that you can survive the situation, so that you can survive even during this pandemic that we're in. What cycles or patterns and habits do you have? Are you good with your finances? Are you eating unhealthy? Are you exercising naturally and spiritually? What is your daily diet like? Right now I'm a part of a stepping competition where we have to walk so many miles, so many steps every day, and I'm trying to be the best at that. I want to be number one, be the number one contestant. That's my goal there, right? But I'm not only doing it to win, but I'm doing it to better my health, right? So I want to survive. I just don't want to live every day based off of chips and cookies and junk food, feeding myself there. But I want to survive. So what are you doing? What are you doing? What am I doing? I share with you all one thing that I'm doing to survive, to help myself better health-wise. But what are we doing to thrive in business and ministry? Those who are pastors, those who are leaders in ministry, what are you doing to survive that ministry? Are you taking a time off that you need to feed yourself spiritually and naturally? Are you taking a time off that you need to help your marriage, your children? Are you taking a time off to support yourself? Because we see a lot of things happening right now mentally to leaders, those who are pastors, those who are apostles and prophets, they're being attacked there. So what's being done to help them overcome those obstacles to survive that situation? Because how many times have we turned down our plate? I don't mean turning the TV off the fast and get away from social media, but like turning down your plate, You're saying, I want to lay before you, Father. I want to get before you, right? We may not do it all the time, but think about how much time we spend on social media, how much time we spend in reading emails or texting, out eating, dining. When we can take that time to turn our plate off so that we can survive what's coming up next. When we spend time fasting and praying, we can see God will reveal to us what's next, what's next to do in the situation, what promotion is coming for us, what business ideas are coming for us, how to deal with that unruly child, that cheating husband, that cheating wife, you know, whatever the obstacle may be, that even people who are dealing with divorce, what are you doing to survive that spirit of survive that spirit of confusion and doubt, those things? And what are you doing? What are you planning? What seeds have you planted? When was the last time you sold into somebody's life? Not just a thank you, but met a need for someone, gave somebody some food, some clothing. What God says, when we give to the poor, we give it to Christ. So when is the last time you gave to someone? Not because it's Christmas, not because it's Thanksgiving. You helping somebody else survive, putting someone else's needs before your own. We become so jealous and so caught up and so selfish and self-centered that we're forgetting about helping others to survive what they need. I don't mean people that are always begging and borrowing and pleading from you, but those who truly and genuinely have a need. How are you helping them survive? Are you just solely focused on you being a survivor? I want you to survive the situation you're going through, but I don't want you to be selfish and not giving to others. The time and season that we are in now, we can't be greedy and be takers, but let us be givers and be cheerful in our giving, so that we can survive this time now and in the future. To evaluate, take a moment, as my therapist was saying, do some self-evaluation. Do some self-evaluation and look at your tools. Look at what's in your arsenal. How you're surviving, if you're helping someone else survive, or are you the toxic person that's leaving and bleeding on people because you rely on others to help you survive? Let's not be that way anymore. Let's change the dynamic. Let's survive and help others to survive too. And then don't talk about it when you do. We can be Jacob and
amen, amen. Come on, woman of God. You have some more? You had a little bit left? Come on.
Oh, no, I'm just, you know, saying that, you know, we can be Jacob and Esau. They were twin brothers, you know, but we know Cain and Abel, they killed each other. You know, not each other, but one killed the other. Let's not be the Cain and Abel situation, you know. Let's not be them. Let's not kill our brethren or our sister, you know. And don't sell your birthright. Hey. Just don't give up your gift, you know. Don't give up your gift.
Amen. That'll work. That's a word right there from woman of God, Monique Mims. Also known as Mo, the author. Tell us about your literary work so that my listeners can do just like they did for Woman of God, Connie Freeman, support you in your literary ministry. Tell us about the book that you've written that you want to promote right now and how my listeners can purchase your books. Tell us about it briefly. We only have a few minutes, but tell us about a book or two that you want to promote right now for my listeners to go ahead and purchase.
Okay, so currently my latest book is titled Developing Healthy Work Habits, 7 Steps to Shift Your Career. It's available on Amazon, or you can order directly from me visiting my website, themoniquewashington.com. It is definitely a life-changing book if you're ready to shift your career. I use natural and biblical principles inside that book, and the feedback I've gotten so far has been great. People are actually applying the 7 principles that I discuss. And so one of my favorite chapters is Get in Position. So get that book so that you can get in position for your promotion.
Amen. And woman of God, Monique Mims, how can you be reached and contacted for speaking engagements and inspirational sharing?
Okay, definitely. They can visit my website, themoniquewashington.com. Send us an email at AuthorMow@gmail.com. Send me an email there, and we'll get back with you. Or you can give us a call, 404-490-0697. But, yes.
Amen. Amen. And we know that you're on Facebook and you're on Instagram and all of those other social media sites.
Yes, sir. They can follow me at Writing with Mo and on Instagram, and at Mo the Author on Facebook.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. You go ahead and do your thing, woman of God. I'm so very proud of you. I'm just so happy and thrilled to be connected with people of God that are so sincere about our Christian faith, because the world is still against our Jesus. And
yes,
the Lord is calling for dedicated people such as ourselves, men, women, boys, and girls, to take the stand against the darkness of the ages that we are living in. It's not that we feel like we're better than. We just feel like we're better off because we have made a decision like Joshua to be on the Lord's side, because there's no one and nothing greater than our God. So, woman of God, I thank you. I appreciate you. I'm looking forward to having you come back. Are you into any type of Facebook Lives or anything like that that my listeners can support you with?
Yes, I can do some Facebook Lives.
Amen. So if they just go on your Facebook page and just check you out, they'll catch you when you feel inspired, when you feel that fire burning in your spirit.
Yes,
when you turn it on.
Yes.
All right. I got you. I already know what you're talking about, because I do this all the time, every day. Amen. It goes right there. Thank you, woman of God. Looking forward to you coming back. Looking forward to man of God, Malcolm Reese, joining you and I for a threefold combination about how God is such a miraculous God and doing great things in our lives. Get in touch with man of God, Malcolm Reese. Tell him I'm extending an invitation for the two of you to come back. And then we're going to show people why we love God so much, because he made real profound positive changes in our lives, and we are forever grateful. Amen.
Amen. Looking forward to it. Thank you again, and I will definitely do that.
Amen. Woman of God, Monique Mims, speaker, teacher, mentor, and author. Now that, if that's not a universal sanctified woman of God, I don't know what is. Thank you, dear. Bless you.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to Fire, your evangelistic outreach station, where we are here all about honoring and glorifying God. And then we want to be an inspiration as well to all of the listeners out there, because we're not here for fashion, we're not here for fame, we're not here for fortune. We are here to freely express this new life that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Goes right there. And every day, just like the women of divine Annapolis, we just want to get one step closer. If we can do that, then I promise you, every day will get sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. All we want, Lord, is to draw closer to you. All the blessings that you promised us, that's good, Lord. That's beautiful. We receive them joyfully. We're not going to act like we don't want to be blessed, because we certainly do. But, Lord, we want to seek first your holy kingdom and its righteousness. And then, Lord, after that, it's all good. We just thank you. We can't thank you enough. So, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done in our lives. And then let us please, like the women of divine of Annapolis, We just want to draw one step closer every chance that we get.
Teacher, author, born-again believer, woman of God, Trina R. Ford. I am grateful to God Almighty who has called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone to speak life, love, and spiritual healing at your conference, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at area code 870-329-3556 or by email at treford91@gmail.com. And if you're looking for great spiritual insight, inspiration, and uplift, I encourage you to read my newly released book, Just Breathe, The Testament of a Breast Cancer Survivor. You can order my book at Amazon.com, or for an autographed copy, you can order on Facebook, author Trina Ford, or contact me directly. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the music is moving, unrestrained, and of biblical inspiration. Be a blessing to family and friends, and let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright as you encourage them to keep their radio tuned to Fire, the kingdom-building gospel experience.
You know he's been good. You ought to lift your hand. If you're riding in your car, if you're sitting in your home, maybe you're walking around somewhere. But wherever you are right now, you ought to lift your hand. Say, yes, he will. You know he's a miracle worker. Say, yes, he will. If you know he's a provider.
God, Monte Maddox, and highly favored up in here. Good God Almighty. Yes, he will. I love that part when those gospel artists get happy right there in the middle of a song. It just like just hit them, and they just go ahead and just do what they do, just get their praise on right in the middle of the song. I love it. I love it. I love it. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, and we are just going to just share with you a word of inspiration from the thought driven. From the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 1 through 3. And it reads this from the King James Version of the Bible. I just love me some King James because it's the original text that I grew up on. And I'm just comfortable with that language. And it's just so poetic. Thank God, though, I have to admit, I am grateful for the newer translations that go into a deeper understanding and meaning, and then, you know, we have the ability to get a better translation, and it's just a beautiful thing how God worked it all out. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 3. And it shall come to pass when all these things have come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Lord thy God hath driven thee. And verse 2, shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Verse 3, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whether the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. Many that willfully choose to abstain, reject, or disassociate themselves from any relationship with the God who created them, whether they choose to believe it or not, do so because they have affirmed and convinced themselves that God is a mean, surly, angry, vengeful God with lightning bolts and sulfuric acid tone fireballs in his holy holsters, just waiting to launch a heavenly attack. They have heard or read enough portions of the Bible to be misled and deceived. Yes, we have a jealous God. Exodus 25 and 6 says, no carved gods of any size, shape, or form, or anything whatever, whether of things that fly or walk or swim. Don't bow down to them and don't serve them, because I am God, your God, and I'm a most jealous God, punishing the children for any sin their parents pass on to them, to the third, and yes, even the fourth generation of those who hate me. But I'm unswervingly loyal to the thousands who love me and keep my commandments. But think about it. What relationship doesn't expect full fidelity, commitment, integrity, honesty, and loyalty in the intimacy that's involved? What spouse doesn't expect their spouse to be disturbed when these virtues are not upheld? And what spouse wouldn't themselves be greatly disturbed when learning that this great trust that they had has been broken? But let us revisit the portion of Exodus 20, verse 6 that says, but I'm unswervingly loyal to the thousands who love me and keep my commandments. Verse 1 says, and it shall come to pass when all these things that come upon thee, the blessing, the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Lord thy God hath driven thee. That's what we're talking about today, y'all. We're talking about driven. When God has repeatedly been offended by the disloyalty of the children of Israel is when he passed judgment on them for their trespasses. So they had an accountability. They had an obligation because they had received information about what things were acceptable and pleasing to God and what things were unacceptable and not pleasing to God. So, yes, we too, as children of the Most High God, should be forever mindful of our behavior and potential offenses toward our holy God. Whether intentionally or unintentionally, we need to always be prepared to do regular self-examination. Verse 30, chapter 30, verse 1, 8 portion says, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Lord thy God hath driven thee. There's that word again, driven. We are told in advance, y'all, regarding the consequences for obedience and disobedience, which will result in blessings or cursing, which is all a matter of time, God's time. The C portion of Deuteronomy chapter 30 says, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Lord thy God hath driven thee. Yes. Amen. The resulting consequences of any and all disobedience is to be driven, plain and simple. Driven away, I'm talking about. So what we need to always stay mindful of is the holiness of our amazing God. Habakkuk 1 and 13 bears it out. It ain't just me, Brother Ronnie Jefferson, talking. Habakkuk 1 and 13 says, thou art of pure eyes, God. This is Habakkuk speaking. Than to behold evil and canst not look on iniquity. Gosh, I can't even let my eyes circulate over it. And just as our original father, Adam, and Mother Eve were driven from the presence of God in the Garden of Eden, so too did the children of Israel and all other generations to come, including ours. We are no exception to this spiritual divine rule that God has required in his word. He means what he says, and he says exactly what he means. God says, I change not. And he has not changed any of his holy standards. So the only recourse of recompense that we have is told to us by the prophet Isaiah. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. There is always a way to be reunited with God. God is not so far away from us as we would like to think, that when we stumble, or when we even maybe get caught up in a season of disobedience, just like the prodigal son, there should come a point in time when we come to ourselves and recognize that we have sinned against God Almighty, and we would do well just to be considered as a hired servant and not even a son, just to regain fellowship with our God. We're talking about driven here on this Fire Gospel Experience from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 3. And after man of God, Marcus Rogers, is telling us that the way to regain intimacy with God after being driven is to understand that, yes, Jesus, he is the way.
There is only one God in heaven and earth and the universe. His name is Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta tell him Jesus is the way, yeah. I wake up in the morning and you know I gotta pray, yeah. I gotta go to war, no time to play. See some demons round the way, grab my sword and I slay, yeah. Gotta thank you God for these better days. Used to be messed up, but we came a long way, yeah. Got these Jesus sandals shaded in my J's. I'm just asking that you lead me, Father, teach me all your ways, yeah. You give me what it takes, cause you give me all the grace. Yeah, they smiling in my face, but you show me that they fake. Never give me a shot that you know I can't make. Just a nobody, I serve a God who is great. I just ride with the real, I don't dance with no snakes. I'm just preaching in the streets, baptizing in the lake. Man, I hardly get a break, but I know that's what it takes. See the world broken, they need a healing, not a brace, yeah. I gotta tell them Jesus is the way, yeah. I wake up in the morning and you know I gotta pray, yeah. I gotta go to war, no time to play. See some demons round the way, grab my sword and I slay, yeah. Gotta thank you God for these better days. Used to be messed up, but we came a long way, yeah. Got these Jesus sandals shaded in my J's. I'm just asking that you lead me, Father, teach me all your ways, yeah. I give you all the praise, cause I know you great, yeah. I give you all the love, so they give me hate, yeah. Devil been fishing, but I don't take the bait, no. Devil been hitting, but I just never break, no. Spiritual Olympics, I just run the race, yeah. Spiritual warfare, I had to get my weight up. Like KD, I'm gon' stay, they ain't wanna play us. Lift the name of Jesus, yeah, let's make them famous. I gotta tell them Jesus is the way, yeah. I wake up in the morning, and you know I gotta pray, yeah. I gotta go to war, no time to play. See some demons round the way.
day, grab my sword and I slay, yeah. Gotta thank you God for these better days. Used to be messed up, but we came a long way, yeah. Got these Jesus sandals traded in my J's. I'm just asking that you lead me, Father, teach me all your ways, yeah.
If we live from love, he gon' lead us around, yes. If we live from love, he gon' lead us around, yes. If we live from love, he gon' lead us around, yes. Take us higher and higher and higher and higher.
I gotta tell him Jesus is the way, yeah. I wake up in the morning and you know I gotta pray, yeah.
When you praise God, you enter into heavenly places. In heavenly places, you're protected from the cares of this life. In heavenly places, your mind is elevated, your hope restored, your peace renewed, and your joy filled.
Make no doubt about it, y'all. Jesus is the way. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the light and life that leads to redemption for the salvation of man's souls. And that restores our relationship with God the Father, the one who created us. Talk about Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit God. Three persons in one. Don't ask me to explain it no better than that, because we understand that God is a being that is totally unique. And we just trust by faith that the Word of God, the Bible, is real in what it says. Thank you, man of God, Marcus Rogers, for letting us know and reminding us there's no doubt. Ah, Jesus is the way. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and we are into Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, verses 1 through 3. And we are discussing driven. Amen goes right there. And right before the music break, before man of God, Marcus Rogers, came in and broke it down for us without any hesitation, we were reading that the only recourse of recompense that we have is told to us by the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 55 and 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Verse 7, Isaiah 55 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Oh, Jesus. That's shouting stuff right there. We live in a nation where it has been decided to separate church and state. Now, this has all to do with the European countries in ancient times past, where the church was the ruling power with great influence in politics and society. And I understand this is a necessary for a reason for us that are in our present day United States government not to interfere and regulate our church and religious freedoms. I understand that, and that's a good thing. But what we have seen in how the U.S. government intends to separate is from God, which is a blasphemous decision with the same dire consequences that brought judgment on the chosen people of God, Israel, back in those Bible times, as well as any foreign country where God had driven them from their so-called places of comfort and positions of power. See, God oversees countries that have made Christianity illegal. God is not impressed with no decrees that a president, a king, or a nation makes, because he created those nations that those people are occupying. The nations of the world belongs to God. Verse 2 of Deuteronomy chapter 30 says, and shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. A full heart repentance, individually, corporately, and nationally, is the only redemption from God for restoration. That's the only repentance that we can expect that will redeem us from judgment from God. We believers, we're saved from eternal salvation, from eternal damnation. We have salvation through our acceptance of Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But this doesn't give us a free pass to align ourselves with a godless society for the sake of commonality and cordiality. We will suffer the same earthly consequences when we choose to think, act, and live like the world around us. James 4:4 says, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Amen. Our loyalty to Almighty God must precede all other alignments, commitments, and treaties, even those personally within ourselves. Verse 3 finally says, Deuteronomy chapter 30, "That then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whether the Lord thy God hath scattered thee." And this is where we see how our loving God himself is also driven. But God is driven to redeem, to restore, to reconcile, to regenerate, to reveal, and to reunite. God is driven when he sees that we are driven to come back to him, to turn from our wicked ways, seek his face, humble ourselves, and pray, and we will find the restoration that we need. And then we will be driven to so much godliness to please God that God will finally smile and he will bless us eternally. So our best reasoning is to indeed let God take the wheel of our lives and let him be the one driven to do the driving for us and not drive on us or over us. Amen. We don't want God driving over us. We don't want to suffer them consequences. We don't want to suffer those judgments to fall on us. Amen. Goes right there. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Connie Freeman. She came and she blessed us. I'm trying to tell you, this Bible teacher, church member, this author of the book, Release Women Coming Out of Exodus, this 40-day journal can be yours if you will just get in touch with her. She's on Facebook. She gave all the information. And then, woman of God, Monique Mills, speaker, teacher, mentor, author. Thank you, ladies, for coming in and blessing the Fire Gospel Experience with your presence, with your testimony, and with your ministry that I am sure and have no doubt that it's going to be a tremendous blessing to those that contact you for these spiritual empowerment. One final word, if you please. Don't let false accusations become weights in your spirit. They're going to talk about you because they had other things on their mind, and when they couldn't manipulate and control and seduce you into doing the things that they wanted, even though you tried to let them know, hey, I'm willing to just be myself. Can you accept me as I am? If not, then guess what? You need to just let those false accusations go. Don't let them become weights in your spirit and seek the freedom that you know God has available for you. I thank you all for this support. I thank you all for tuning in to this Fire Gospel Experience. I bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We are blessed by God Almighty to do the things that God gave us to do. And I am praying that you will continue to let God rule over your life. I am praying that Holy Spirit will come in like a flood and give you power from heaven and bless your life like you've never been blessed before. Amen. Well, let you all go with inspiration from woman of God, Linda Sanders, because she knows and I know he can do it. Hallelujah. Be blessed to be the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.
as I look back over my life to see where God has brought me from. Now I know today it was Jesus, God's only Son, who rescued me out of the mock and miry clay. He placed my foot, y'all, on the solid rock. Today I know,
I know,
yes, I know,
share the bill, 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 share the b